Hello, and welcome back. This is our 20th podcast, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw, and I am Dr. Mindy Shaw, and I'm glad to be back. As I said last time, for the next number of weeks, I am going to discuss principles that govern effective communication with children. Last week, I spoke about the need to be honest. This week, the principle I'm going to briefly speak about is the need to be clear. Clarity is so important when speaking with children. And I just want to reiterate that it's very hard to teach something in isolation. Like if we want children, for example, to learn how to read, we may spend a little time with children getting to know the individual letter names and sounds. But really, the importance of knowing those sounds and names is really to make words. So sometimes we have to teach in isolation just to ensure that we are covering the material, but really we learn best when we are learning for meaning. And so we make sure that the information is embedded in the material. So again, this is kind of an artificial way to speak regarding each principle in isolation. You need all 10 of the principles I'll be discussing within the next number of weeks to ensure effective communication. In other words, if you only have honesty but you're not clear, that won't lead to effective communication. I just want to not be overwhelming with my information, and I also am offering up one governing principle per week. So in a way, you can try it out. You could say, did it really work when I tried to speak honestly with my child? And was I able to do so? Am I speaking differently now that I'm trying to incorporate the concept of honesty than I used to speak with them? So it's sort of like you're trying it on and then, you know, until it becomes natural. You know, you do until it's just something you can do almost automatically. So the reason it's very important to be clear with children is that children are just learning and they're getting a lot of information all the time. A lot of information is coming at them. So if we don't speak with them as clearly as we can be teaching confusions along the way. So I'll just tell you, when I was a teacher, to avoid confusions, I did two things. I would ask myself, what was my intention? What was my aim? What am I trying to communicate? That would be one question that I would ask myself before I would speak with the children. The other question I would ask myself is, how am I ensuring I'm not confusing them? You can tell if your child is confused if they look at you like, what are you saying? You know, like when they give you that blank stare, they're totally spacing out. They can be confused without being able to know that they can even articulate that. You know, let alone say, you know, I don't understand. It's not that they would be afraid to say that they don't understand. They may not even know that they don't understand. So it's very important to speak clearly. And again, if you hold the intention to be clear, and you also hold in your head while you're speaking with them to ensure that you are being clear by not confusing them, that is a very helpful key for you to remember. So be clear. That means state your aim and intentions with clarity. Very, very important. And in this principle, you can remember less is best. When I really know the answer to something, I can be very economizing in that answer. When I really know the answer, I can be very succinct. When I was in college and I took an exam and I wasn't sure of the answer, I would overwrite if it was an essay question, I would overwrite because I would know somewhere in what I was writing was the answer. But if I really knew the answer, I would say less. So less is best because often the more we speak, the more confusing it could be for our young listener. So that's very important too. So an example of a simple and clear way to answer a question is, let's say your child says, Mommy, I want to stay up longer. Why can't I? All you'd have to say is, you can't stay up any longer because we already made an agreement that your bedtime, for example, is 8 p.m. And now it's 8 p.m. So this will work if you really front load the bedtime situation. Then when it is bedtime, you just follow what was already established and set and agreed upon. For the first few nights, you may have some hysteria, you may have some crying. Be consistent, know that you were clear, know that your message was understood to begin with, and you'll be really riding free in a very short time. And you can say, we made a promise to each other that we will keep our word and honor our agreement. Based on making that agreement that your bedtime was at 8 o'clock, it's time to say goodnight. I love you, sweet dreams. So here you're being clear, honest. You're teaching children the importance of keeping their word, which makes them accountable and also responsible. So just be very clear. Now, I am writing this book, and the book, now I think I do have a title for the book. It's called A Parenting Guide for Effective Communication with Children. And the first principle is to be honest, and the next guiding principle is clarity, to be really clear. And then there are going to be 8 more principles that I'll be sharing with you week by week. And then in the book, there is a children's story. And the story is called Min Min, I Like When You Speak With Me. And this was when Olivia, my granddaughter, was 3.5 years old. We were walking together and she said, Min Min, I like the way you speak with me. Now, she's 3.5 years old. I know that she can't really explain what she means, but she said it all to me. And she, by saying that she liked the way I spoke with her, it really gave me the invitation to start writing children's books. Because what Olivia was telling me was, you know what, Min Min? You sound different. You speak differently than other adults speak to me. And I like the way you speak with me. And now she's 5.5 years old, and my brother was telling me how sophisticated she is. And it's true, she's really sophisticated. She's a little girl, and she does cute little girl stuff. And yet, there's a kind of real sophistication because she always has been spoken to in this particular way, with clarity, with honesty, and with the other principles that I will be sharing with you. And then the last part of the book is 10 most frequently asked questions that I have been receiving from all of the parents and adults that are out there who are writing to me via my website, which is learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. And so I'm stating those 10 questions and I'm answering them. And you will see in the book, I think the part that I like best about the book is that I show how these 10 governing principles are embedded in the answers to your most important questions. And also I show that the governing principles are truly how I communicate with Olivia. And Olivia is saying, from a child's perspective, I like how you speak with me. So I'm really looking forward to the publication of this new book. Again, it's a parenting book for adults to read to really be able to feel more comfortable speaking with children. But it also does have a child's book inside the book, which I think shows the modeling. It's a example of how I really speak with Olivia. So it is, you can use it to model how you would speak to your children. And it is completely true and honest and sincere. And it is coming out of the mouths of babe, because Olivia is saying, I like the way you speak with me. So that's a true component of the story. So it's sort of like I give you the 10 guiding principles. I show how it is from a child's perspective in how I speak with that child, and the benefit the child has, and then how the child gets to be able to speak with me using the same principles, honesty, clarity, and then it's the answers to your most important questions. So I hope that doing these short little podcasts, stating a principle per podcast, I hope that it sort of really gives you a week to try it on and to give me some feedback. And if you need more clarity or you want more information, again, if you write to me at learnwithmeremotely.com, I will respond along with teaching the next principle that we will discuss in future podcasts. So in our next podcast, we are going to be discussing never overspeak. And again, you know, they overlap. These principles overlap, so it's hard for me to completely teach each one in or even discuss each one in isolation. But again, I just want to make these podcasts for the next few weeks short and sweet and give you the material that you can start to utilize and see if these principles, when incorporated into your conversations with your children, actually do help you feel more comfortable in your communication with them and in their ability to listen to you. So until next time, enjoy practicing using the first two governing principles that can lead to effective communication with your children. Be well, stay healthy. Enjoy your deep discussions with your children.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Doctor is abbreviated DR, and the one is the number one, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.